Welcome to your daily devotional, September 22nd. Spiritual power, Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Too often in life we try to do things in our own power and strength. Being self-sufficient folk, we don't enlist the help of God through prayer and through his word. After all, why bother the Almighty? So the result is, we fall flat on our faces more than we need to. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 5. Solomon is not just talking about knowledge gained from other human beings. He's talking about knowledge from God's word, an experiential knowledge of having practiced it. A man can memorize the Encyclopedia Britannica, but if that's all he does, he will have less wisdom, strength, and spiritual power than the simple man who expends all the energy that he has to learn just a little bit of Bible. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. This is Jesus, God the Son, talking. The strength to walk in God's ways and live a life in light of his victory comes from above, not from within one's own resources. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Without divine help, divine direction, and divine security of knowing that the hope of heaven and salvation is certain for true believers, then we are susceptible to fear and anxiety. Look around you. People are paralyzed by fear and irrationally angry. They are responding according to their own lack of might and power, whether they will realize it or admit it or not. Notice I just said they, but what about you? Zerubbabel the governor needed a bit of encouragement, and he received some encouraging words, that it is through relationship with God that spiritual power can be attained. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Today, take the divine advice and receive it as your own. If you cannot think of three things in 3 minutes, in which to apply this, then I'll go out on a limb and say that you are operating a little too much in your own strength. Take that challenge and be blessed.